Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming off of a weekend where you played some great hockey. Unfortunately, the scoreboard didn't say that. And then you thought you won the shootout and find out that the refs called the game too soon. Crazy situation, of course, with all the rule changes, with it being a COVID year and all. What did you tell your team after you guys found out?
You know, I said I was more just our response, just, you know, coming back from being down two in the first period, after everything we've gone through, the adversity we face. I just told them I was just really proud of the fact we just kept battling back and there was no quit. And they just, you know, they had each other's backs. That's what I took out of it. And I said, regardless of what the league's decided, doesn't take away from an unbelievable goal by Maya and two big saves from Kerrigan. And we'll take those as positives and move on.
You did get some great scoring last weekend from a senior and, of course, a freshman. It was fun to see Taylor Nelson get that goal, but what a great setup there by Paige Anderson to get things started. And, of course, Mac Lange with the initial shot. Nice to see you getting some scoring from all over the board.
Well, it's been, as you know, Kelly, it's probably been our biggest issue is just getting pucks to the net. And, we've been saying all along, just get pucks to the net and crash the net, and we need greasy ones. So it was great to see that kind of goal go in. Obviously excited for Taylor to get her first, but great play by Paige. I know Mac, activates, gets down there, gets a shot on net, and Taylor stopped at the top of the blue paint. She didn't skate by, she didn't do a flyby. She stopped there in the dirty area and now got rewarded. So, you know, obviously it was a huge goal at the time. And, you know, again, we saw Friday the opportunities we had, and we could only get one. And again, we had some great chances Saturday, and we just got the two. So we just got to keep grinding, Kelly.
And taking away from the positives from last weekend, getting all those shots on net, how important is that coming into this series where you're playing a team that you guys have battled some tough games between Bemidji State and Minnesota Duluth?
Oh, no question. They're a very, very good team. They've got an outstanding lineup. They're deep. They've got that top line, although they've moved things around a little bit, but certainly Hughes and Klein are dynamic, regardless of who plays with them. And their goaltender has been playing outstanding, and I've been really impressed with Ashton Bell, the way she's played in the video I've seen. She just just a tremendously talented player, and she's jumping up in the play. So obviously they're a type of team that likes to have the puck a lot, so it's going to be incumbent upon us to play really good defensively, and when we get it, we need to possess it, and obviously we want to get shots to the net.
What is the status of a couple of your players? I saw Lydia Passholtz back in the lineup. How's Ellie Mosier doing?
Still day by day. Certainly better today than yesterday, but not ready to play yet.
What did your team work on during practice this week to prepare for Duluth, knowing that they do have that top line that's always been pretty strong?
Well, just continuing, the things that we've been working on, Kelly. Obviously, our offensive zone play, just getting pucks in the net, did try to do quite a few drills, working on in zone play with five players, and certainly just again working hard defensively, working hard on our breakouts. Those obviously are going to be keys, and obviously the neutral zone is another area where we're going to have to be really good.
You mentioned Kerrigan Dowie. Goaltending wise, she had a great weekend last weekend despite the score on Friday. She gets a chance to play in the shootout there and made two great big stops for your team. Talk about her play so far this season. I know she's a senior. You expected her to pretty much be the starter this year. Talk about her character.
Well, she's a competitor. You know, she's a battler, and I've said other times, Kelly, we just want our goaltending to give us a chance. What I mean by that is if we're down two, then it's got to stay there, and that's exactly what she did. Our goaltending in every single game, even the tough one at Ohio State there on that Saturday, our goaltending has given us a chance, and that's all you can ask. I mean, they're competing and battling, and certainly Kerrigan's done that every time out.
You've got a couple players that have put up some big points against Duluth over the years. I know Claire DeGeorge is one of them, Paige Beebe, Tina Campa, and, of course, Reese Hunt. What do you see out of them coming into this weekend? Do you hope that they can do what they've done in the past?
Well, no question. We're going to need Claire's line to be really good. Claire and Paige and Reese. I mean, that's they're our big line, and there's no question we rely on them. And it's the kind of pressure that they want to have. I've just told them that they can make they can make whoever they play against defend, and if they can do that consistently throughout the night, that's going to be a plus for us.
Coach, I know the Bulldogs are ranked number 6. This season's been such a weird year with obviously a shortened season. Do you pay any attention to the rankings at this point?
Oh, not really, Kelly. I mean, we just know they're a very good team. They're coming off a real, obviously a very competitive weekend against Ohio State, 2-1-0 games. And it's always a battle with them, and we just they're a very well coached team. They're like I said, they got a lot of talent. So we're going to need to have our A game tonight, Kelly, no question.
What is going to be a key to getting a win here at home?
We need a big start, a good start. We need to be on our toes right off the bat. And again, like I talked about, the puck management is going to be critical, especially coming out of the zone and going into the zone through the neutral zone. Got to take care of it and work hard to stay above the puck. And we need pucks to the net. Pucks and people to the net will be key.
Coach, good luck. Go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly. Really appreciate it.